the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. The life of the world is like the water which we send down from the sky, and which is absorbed by the plants of the earth, from which men and cattle eat. But when the earth has taken on its finest appearance, and looks beautiful, and its people think they have it under their control, then by day or by night, our command comes to it, and we convert it into a field of stubble, as if nothing had existed there the day before. Thus we make plain our revelations for those who reflect. 10:24. The life of this world is for the purpose of putting man to the test. Therefore, here man has been given complete freedom and all sorts of opportunities. Apparently, a man is free to do whatever he likes and to shape his own future in whatever way he likes. But in the midst of these preoccupations, certain events unfold which teach lessons to thoughtful persons and which indicate the fact that all this is temporary and will very soon be taken away from them. One such example is that of green vegetation on the earth. When there is rain, the earth becomes lush green with different kinds of vegetation. Man is pleased with this. He starts thinking that things are completely under his control and very soon he will be the owner of a rich crop. Exactly at the same time, some calamity suddenly befalls him. For example, a tornado strikes, there is snowfall, or there is a plague of locusts, and in this way the whole crop is destroyed in a moment. The same is true of man's life. Man is born with a fine body. The worldly factors are in his favor, and he shapes for himself a very successful and glorious life. Now he develops confidence in himself. He thinks that his affairs are under his control. But one day, or one night, he suddenly meets with death. A person who considers himself powerful suddenly finds himself in a condition of total helplessness and powerlessness. If man keeps this reality in view, he will never be arrogant in this world. He will never be guilty of oppression or injustice. God calls man to the home of peace and he guides whom he wills to a straight path. Those who do good works shall have a good reward and more besides. No darkness and no ignominy shall cover their faces. They are destined for paradise wherein they shall dwell forever. 10:25-26. Man is deceived by the apparent conditions of the world. He considers a transient thing as a permanent one. He begins to think that a life of happiness and the comforts which he likes to have are within his reach in this present world itself. In reality, the world of human wishes is going to take shape in the hereafter. But it will be available only to those who try to attain it in accordance with the method shown by God. Even supposing that a man manages to obtain everything he wants in the world, he still has no power to keep his life free of trouble and sorrow. Here some fear is attached to every happiness, every success here soon falls prey to some trouble. A life free of trouble and sorrow is that unique life which would be available to man only in the atmosphere of paradise. Those who are able to discover this secret will be the ones who will follow the path to paradise and ultimately reach the eternal heaven of God. But as for those who have done evil deeds, the recompense shall be in proportion. They will have none to defend them against God. Ignominy shall cover them, as though their faces were veiled by the night's own darkness. It is they who are destined for the fire, where they will live forever. 10:27. The life of comfort and happiness which is so favored by man will be available to God's loyal subjects in a perfect form in paradise. But there is a still higher grade of comfort and happiness which is much higher than that commonly acknowledged, and that is the glimpse of the Lord of the universe which will specially be available to the people of paradise. God, who is the creator of comforts and pleasure, is certainly the greatest treasure of all comforts and pleasure. It has been handed down in a hadith that when the people of paradise have entered paradise, and when the people of hell have entered hell, a call giver will give the call, O people of paradise. There is one promise of God which remains to be fulfilled, and he wants to fulfill it now. On hearing this, the people of paradise will say, What is it? Haven't our scales of virtue been made heavier? Haven't our faces been brightened? Has not God admitted us to paradise and saved us from the fire? Thereafter, the veil will be lifted away from them, and they will be able to see their Lord. So, by God, no bounty that had been granted them will be more pleasant or more favorable to them than the sight of God, and nothing else will cool their eyes more than this. Tafsir Ibn Kathir. There is no worse position that man can find himself in than being in a state of helplessness which is destined to be eternal. It is the equivalent of being plunged into a failure so absolute that it can never be turned back into success. Those who are condemned to be the inhabitants of hell in the hereafter shall have to face this condition. Man will be given punishment commensurate with his evil deeds, and his desperation at his eternal deprivation will be so severe that even his face will be blackened on account of it, as if immersed in layers of darkness. Patience means abstaining from reaction. A person who is unable to refrain from reaction can never maintain himself on the path of the God-favored life in this world of trial.